welcome to Sandwich Chat. I am your host, Chip Rimaldi, joined today by my guest, sandwich enthusiast Benji Himona. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
I see you are enjoying two sandwiches this morning.
That's right.
Do you have quite an early morning appetite for sandwiches?
Well, I'm an early riser, and I like to get started around 2:30, maybe 3 in the morning. Pack a bag of bread and some meat and head off to work. That's what I usually do.
Once again, this is Sandwich Chat. I am your host, Chip Rimaldi, joined by my guest today, sandwich enthusiast Benji Himona. And I worry about eating and consuming two sandwiches at such an early hour. Do you find that it has an effect on your appetite throughout the day? Are you able to eat sandwiches later on? Or do you find that you've burned out on sandwiches by the time the afternoon comes?
Well, if you eat a few sandwiches early in the morning, it's a scientific fact that your metabolism will raise. You'll
Is
be able
right?
to stuff your face with sandwiches all day.
Is
to
that
your
right?
heart's content.
Is that right?
That's right.
That's an unbelievable statistic. Once again, this is Sandwich Chat. I am your host, Chip Rimaldi, joined today by my guest, sandwich enthusiast Benji Himona. I see there that you are using non-traditional ham. Why the choice of the, is that pronounced Carl Buttig honey ham?
Buttig.
It looks like it, maybe is it, would you say this an individual pack of ham?
You could say that, yeah.
It seems like it's a small package of ham, and what kind of advantages do you get from having such a small package of ham? I would find that difficult to deal with, running out of ham so quickly.
Well, just buy several packages of these small servings of ham, and you have no problem.
But aren't you better off buying a package of ham that contains more ham, and you get a better bulk price on the ham, as opposed to buying individual packets, which are priced more at an individual rate, so you don't get the discount per slice of ham?
Well, I lost the nerve endings in my fingers when I was a young man, so I'm unable to Ziploc bags shut, so this is much easier for me.
Once again, this is Sandwich Chat. I am your host, Chip Rimaldi, joined today by my guest, sandwich enthusiast Benji Himona. I see, is that white bread you're utilizing?
It's wheat bread.
Oh, it's wheat bread.
And white bread.
Oh, you are mixing and matching different types of bread?
Yes.
And why might one want to do that?
Necessity.
How so?
My wife had two bags of bread at home that had two pieces each. So
now I don't understand. Are you utilizing the what we call the heel? Is that am I right on that?
Yep.
In that terminology, you're utilizing the heel along with the regular slice, and you're doing that with both sandwiches. Was there any consideration at all at any point of you using both heels to create a sandwich so that you would have a full sandwich with two regular slices of bread?
Actually, I'm quite spontaneous. I just grabbed a piece and I was going to go with whatever I had. And I think it's exciting to have a piece of heel and a piece of regular bread on one end of the sandwich.
Well, this has been Sandwich Chat. I'm sorry, sir. It looks like we are running out of time today.
It's a shame.
Thanks again. I wanted to thank our guest today, Benji Himona. I am Chip Rimaldi, signing off for Sandwich Chat. And we'll see you next time.